Hey, Jason. No! Don't do that. Dock it. All right, clap sync done.
Yeah.
Switch screen, press what?
Press the PS button.
Yeah, but why am I guess? This is the first player controller.
Here, you can take this one.
Dock it. God damn it. I want to use red.
You'll be
now,
right.
What are you...
What? What now?
I don't fucking know.
I think since the
this
PlayStation
is why.
Crashed on us...
Why? I don't know why next-gen systems have to make it so complicated to play multiplayer games couch co-op. It's like they don't want you to.
No.
Nelson, you want to sit right here?
I'm fine. I'm right here for you.
Yes. We're playing Double Dragon 4 if you haven't noticed. From the
hopefully it doesn't crash again.
Again.
I want my $7
an
8-bit back,
game crashed on a next-gen system. That's not a good look, PlayStation.
I'm...
Not a good look at all.
I don't think I'll be getting a PlayStation 4 anytime soon.
Yeah.
A, I believe, is co-op.
Yeah. I do love how they redid this in. But I like how this is a step down because the last Double Dragon game we got, that was an official one, was a 16-bit. So we took a step back in graphics.
Oh.
I had to hit X. I was waiting for it to do it on its own.
Yeah, sorry. All
right, you keep an eye on the docket.
Do you want this knife?
You want me to just stare at it?
You get
time. Time?
No, you bring up the topics.
Ah, damn it!
You're doing a great job of keeping an eye on it, though. So,
Attack
on Titan Season 2. Let's not talk about that yet. Let's talk about the ending of Season 1 and why I won't be watching Season 2.
How about not, because I haven't finished Season 1 yet.
So, I didn't plan on spoiling it for you.
Oh,
what I was going to tell you was that the whole story change in the middle of it kind of threw me off.
Right, pick shit up.
So,
X.
I don't know that I'll be... I mean, you guys watch it and you let me know how it is.
I'm definitely
going to
watch
it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it.
Okay.
Josh, my folder's bigger than yours.
That's what she
yeah!
said.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah,
I still got
but
it.
Obviously you don't know how to fucking use it.
But no, but Season 1 really felt kind of rushed to me, so I'm hoping that in some way with Season 2 they kind of backfill what should have been in Season 1 to kind of, you know, fill it out a little bit, to give a little bit more, you know, background on the whole storyline itself.
Yeah, I mean, they did leave a lot of unanswered questions.
A lot.
Which is why it was a little annoying it's taken so long for Season 2 to come out.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm still invested.
Haters.
I'm definitely still invested.
I thought we were about to have the platform there.
I forgot. I forgot about this and I just played it.
Well, I forgot about it and I watched a playthrough of this. That's how I discovered this game existed.
Ah, okay.
So, your phone locked.
All right.
End of show.
Show over. I like how we have four buttons on this fucking controller.
One of those buttons doesn't work.
That, and we still have to like hit like X and circle to jump.
Yeah.
No, X and
triangle.
Triangle, yeah. Yeah, but freaking square, I haven't figured out anything for square yet.
It's unmapped.
Right here, buttons mapped? Nope. Ah!
Oh.
I like that back elbow I throw out by accident every time.
I gave him the business. My business is giving him the business. And business is booming.
Thank
Boosh.
You. Thank you,
that,
Meatwad.
That's what she said?
Yep. Don't want to do that. See, when it dims, so Fox is talking about rebooting Firefly, which I think is dumb.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But why reboot it? Why not just
continue,
you know, continue it?
Right.
Yeah, everybody's willing to come back.
Right.
That's
what was funny was, like, when I posted this story on Facebook, someone had commented, a lot of them are big stars now. They might not come back.
Big stars.
And I didn't respond, so I was like, really?
That's a bit of a hand-handed
statement.
Nathan
Fillion did Castle, but I guarantee you, like, the average person doesn't know who the fuck any of that cast is.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, though.
I think, as far as you know, big stars. The only one I could even consider as anyone being known is freaking, what's her face? The
chick from Deadpool?
The chick from Deadpool, yeah. And I can't even remember her name currently. Marina Baccarin, that's it, yeah. Like, she, yeah, she's done some stuff, mm-hmm. but, you know, the average...
Nelson's dead.
Yep. The average person's not really going to know her that well.
They might recognize her from Gotham.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Deadpool, but yeah.
Ah, you mother...
Bitch! But yeah, I wouldn't say any of them are big stars who won't do TV.
Yeah.
Well, right, I wouldn't say it. I wouldn't go that far. But the director, on the other hand, may be too big for a Firefly comeback.
I don't know about that. That's one of his pet that's one of his babies.
I don't know, because when they were petitioning for Firefly to come back, there was essentially something that came from the family stating that he had little to no interest in it. And that was a couple years ago.
Well, that was probably because he was still in full swing with Avengers.
Nelson did.
Again.
Yeah, dude, how many times did that
happen? Oh, shit.
A lot. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people about to jump out there.
Way to warn me.
I'm sorry, I died.
Exactly.
You didn't die in real life, dickhead.
Dead men tell no tales.
Pirates 5.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. Man, really? Why is the thing here? Fan4Stix freaking...
That's not a thing, that's a Bobo. He doesn't know his fucking double drag characters.
That's right, I don't.
Can you stop punching it and turn around, dickhead?
I
Maybe
found that to be very annoying.
So you can turn around.
Yeah, but you used to be able to do a back elbow when that shit happened.
You still can.
I don't know why IGN gave this a 3.5.
No, it's god-awful.
You're god-awful.
That guy must be Jake.
It's a $7 game, man.
$7 too much.
I think a Firefly reboot would be dumb, because I think... Again, it's one of those things, like, part of the charm is the character.
If they did, like, a prequel, that would be awesome.
Oh, like the Civil War?
That'd be cool, like the Bradfords and all them.
That'd
be
kind of cool. If we, like, saw it, like, not from Maul's side, stuff like that.
Yeah, like other characters.
Yeah.
Right.
Though, if Nathan Fillion would be willing to come back, I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take it too.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's just one of those things. It's like, what I don't think studios realize, like, sometimes when you reboot something, Ghostbusters, it's not the story that we like, because Ghostbusters is a ridiculous story. It's funny, but it's ridiculous. It's not the concept Ghostbusters that we like. We like Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that they went so far against what the original Ghostbusters was that it wasn't really the Ghostbusters anymore. You know what I mean?
My main problem with that movie was the fact that it was a reboot. It didn't need to be a reboot.
That was
my initial problem. There was a lot of problems after I saw the movie.
Oh, you actually saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we watched it. It was fucking terrible.
It wasn't.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I laughed once.
At a throwaway gag.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't even like a real... Damn, Nelson, you died twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, the part that I found funny was at the very end of the movie.
When it was
Chris Chris Hemsworth has a sandwich. And fucking Melissa McCarthy goes, "Where'd you get the sandwich from?" He goes, "Over there." And she takes it from him and throws it. And then it just, someone miraculously throws it back to him and he catches it and takes a bite out of it. That was the funniest part of the movie.
Wow. Yep.
Like, the only times that I had laughed were three times with, what was the black girl's name?
Black lady number one.
Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
She had two moments that made me laugh. And then there was the Chris Hemsworth part that he was talking about.
The scene with the dragon might have made me laugh had I not seen it in the trailer.
Yeah, that didn't count. That.
Because I did kind of grimace at that when I saw the trailer. But seeing that whole scene together without the trailer, that probably would have been funny to me.
Oh, yeah.
But since I'd already seen, like, the punchline. Bitch, don't fucking... I'm Sting.
Ah! Oh, God! There was a guy in there!
Did he come out of the box?
Yeah, he did!
What's in the box?
Look, so I'm glad that we didn't do anything
with that box last time. Yeah, I'm glad we didn't do anything with that box last time.
Because I would have screamed like a girl. Yep.
That dude did a cartwheel, a fake guile. Right. How did you throw that?
Square or circle.
Oh. I was like, that is like the button I didn't press with that.
Nothing.
Oh, this game. I like this. This Double Dragon 2.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
I did like the fact that it crashed on me.
Yeah, shit happens.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
This fake guy looking.
Combo breaker.
Combo. She's,
oh, damn.
Did you get a knife to the eye?
He did get a knife to the
eye. I got,
Oh, come on, man.
Well, it's got our telephone graphics, right?
Oh. No, it got one of those chains, like those spike chains. Face.
Oh.
Give me.
Uppercut. Damn. Hit him with a bat. All right,
to
Sting.
To the kidney, too.
Road
Warriors. Was that to the kneecap?
Oh my! Oh man!
Oh, that missed everybody!
Yeah.
Sure did.
I died.
Continue, Sason.
I'm not used to this controller. I had to look down to find the start button.
Abobo's dead. He's dead.
He's not.
This drop kicking dude, though.
Right. Oh, he's dead.
He did.
Mission 4 clear. So anticlimactic.
Yep.
All right. So crunchy roll. Trying to get the convention on.
Yes. I'm actually pretty surprised that they...
Oh!
But I'm surprised. You, right? Right? So I'm like, yo, who puts that in a game? I mean, they literally punched this chick in her stomach. And
we are
like,
beating
the
women in this game, though. And remember, like, Final Fight had, like, the transvestites that they had to change for America?
Yeah.
Because American audiences are too sensitive. Because... Oh!
Yeah, but I mean, they dropped her though. Like that was pretty bad. She came out in her little red dress.
Yeah.
Bop.
She's ready to party. She's ready to get down.
No, she got down.
She got put down.
I like how Nelson's already continued. I haven't died once.
That's okay. I switched roles with Izzo because that was him the last time.
That controller's cursed.
I actually, you know what? I'm thinking it's the character. He seems to be slower than
right.
Yeah. Like, his moves seem to actually be slower.
See, I'm telling you, man.
Oh!
And, of course, all these fuckers are... Damn, man!
I think you're right, because I'm watching Josh and his combos. They're a lot faster than yours.
Yeah, like, I'm noticing that my punches are slower.
No, my thumb dexterity has become so great because of fucking...
You're a liar.
Neo.
But yeah, Crunchyroll is, they've announced that they're going to start their own convention, which is a little surprising to me just because there's already a lot of anime conventions.
Right, and don't you think it's a little too late for that? I mean, because you have so many other ones that are available to people.
I mean, you're starting from scratch.
Right.
When you have, like, you're going to be in California, so you're already in the area for the largest one in North America, Anime USA.
Yep.
So, okay, there's that.
I mean, you could have pulled in, like, prime people, like, you know, I don't know. It'll be a rough start.
Definitely going to be a rough start because, I mean, anime conventions are already a niche.
I have faith in you, Crunchyroll.
I don't. People don't like you already since you license and take away the rights to stream illegally anime. But yeah, so try to get your money.
I mean, I don't hate them for that. I mean, that's their business model.
So I mean, what do they do? Stream illegally? What?
No, they make it so that you can't find certain shows to be able to stream illegally.
So you mean they're stopping you from...
From pirating shit.
Pirating shit. Mm-hmm. How dare they?
So yeah. I can't hate on them for that.
Holy shit!
There's a reason I have a job, is to pay for the things I like.
True. Why pay for it when you can get it for free?
I don't want to go to jail.
That's why.
I don't want to go to the booty house.
booty rocking.
Yeah, freaking Paul Wall. Oh, not Paul Wall.
Oh, wow.
I thought you said Paul Walker. I was like, no. Jesus.
Take this crude oil.
Bubba Sparks. That was the one who did that song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Paul Wall was sitting sideways.
Oh,
boys in the days.
I don't know who the fuck you guys are talking about.
What?
White rappers.
Because I don't fucking listen to terrible music.
So what do you listen to?
Good music.
Such as?
It's just rock and roll. Rock and or roll.
Terrible. They can't even decide on the actual proper genre for it.
Yeah, your people invented it, if you want to believe.
Who are my people?
Rick James.
Really?
You're trying to make me feel guilty. I don't have more guilt.
So unlock your phone so we can talk about something else.
God damn it, man.
How about you just set your phone to, like, not lock?
Because
I'm lazy. Okay, moving on.
Actually.
We can talk about the game that you just played.
Oh, Neo?
Yep.
Jesus Christ, this game is hard. Now, it's not quite Dark Souls hard, but it's still fucking hard. Shit!
The fuck?
Dickhead.
As he got his bow.
What is the action?
That's my nephew. I don't care. Oh. Okay, my favorite thing in these games.
Oh. Hooray. Oh, so you guys actually got further than we did because the game locked up on us about this time.
Yep.
Oh!
Oh, you.
That was pretty funny, though.
Ah, damn it! Come on, man!
He comboed you.
Damn! Really?
He gave me that two-piece.
But,
Neo.
Neo's a pretty difficult game. It's fun. It's challenging.
Graphics look great on it.
Oh, it's beautiful. My one problem with it... is the boss battles are really ridiculously hard.
Yeah. Mm. So what do you have the game set to?
There is no setting.
Okay, just...
It's just
falls
hard.
To the wall.
It's Your just setting hard. Is hard.
The setting is fuck you.
Yeah. I just died for the first time. But yeah. There's no setting because Team Ninja was like, well, this is the way the game's meant to be played. This is how we want people to experience the game. And my thought process is, fuck you, I'll experience the game the way I want to experience it.
Yep.
And
they were like, you don't really experience it the way we want you to. So enjoy.
Yeah. Bye, Nelson.
Dickhead.
Yeah, so that's why you gotta kind of wait for him. That didn't change in the last 30 years.
Damn it, no! No!
Oh, we got to see a splash, though.
I was pressing the jump button and nothing happened.
You're impressing fast enough. So that's one problem I have with the game.
yep.
But my biggest problem was, so the open beta and the demo,
you had
drop-in, drop-out co-op, and that was supposed to be in the game.
Right.
They changed it because they felt it made the game too easy. So now the drop-in, drop-out co-op is your friend has to have already beaten the level to play it with you.
Interesting.
Which to me would make the game even easier because my friend's already... Oh! Dickhead! If my friend's already beaten the game, then he would... Or beaten the level, then he would know how to beat that level
exactly.
To make it easier for me.
Oh, what the fuck?
You don't remember this? You got the hobo, son. Like, I'm mad they just changed the deuce color to green. It was like, okay, it's a different color.
Oh! Dickhead came from behind on me.
That's what she said?
But, that is the one downside to the game. Is, you don't get the co-op, technically. Go to Japan.
Already going.
Mm-hmm. Cheers. So you don't get the drop-in, drop-out co-op. Now, granted, I didn't buy the game for that because I didn't know any of my friends were going to buy it. But one of my friends did buy it, Fawad, and him and I are kind of pissed because we're both stuck on the same level, so we can't fucking help each other. So that's my biggest problem is I feel the game, if you're gonna have the co-op element, have it available.
Yeah, just make it work.
Yeah. Just let us play together.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that seems so dumb to me that you can't.
And the thing is, like, A, I'm kind of irritated that there is no difficulty selected. Because usually I don't play on... I'll play on the hardest level.
I was breaking before you walk in there.
If I really like a game. Like, I usually start on medium. And then if I really like a game, I'll usually come back and play it on hard. And if I really, really like the game, I'll play it on the hardest. Yeah. Like, freaking...
Hardcore!
BioShock Infinite, I've beaten it on the 1999 difficulty level. Because I really like the game, so I was like, I'll keep playing it, but I want a challenge.
Right.
So I'll play it again on the next hardest level, on the next hardest level, stuff like that. Yeah. So I feel games should give you the option. Like, if someone just wants to experience a game and experience the story, mm-hmm. but they don't, like, they're a casual gamer, let them play it on easy, because here's the thing, like, Nioh and, well, Dark Souls for a while, because Dark Souls now has an easy, like, a difficulty selection. You're losing money as a game developer.
Yeah.
And B, an audience is missing out on it, because, like, a casual gamer is not going to play Dark Souls, they're not going to play Nioh.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be scared away by the bragging of the game developers, like, oh, our game's really hard, which is kind of stupid, like, to brag about.
Right. Yeah.
Because if you want video games to be an art form, then that means you're telling stories, and you want those stories to be experienced.
You want to expand it out. It's just like Josh is saying, you want to expand it out to different levels of players, essentially.
Yeah. Because, like, I'm going to try to muscle through Nioh as best as I can. Mm-hmm. I have no idea if I'm going to beat the game, but I'm going to try.
Right.
Oh, fuck!
We both did it.
Yeah, I know.
Damn it!
I'll wait for you to say something.
Nope!
But, yeah, so it's kind of... Jesus, Nelson.
God damn it.
Platforming was never his skill.
Fuck you.
Don't... Oh, you made it. I was like, don't jump now!
Hold on, so what is this? Who would win in a fight with the OG 150 Pokemon?
Oh, yeah. So that's the big stuff. Okay. How many lions did I put?
150,000 lions.
Okay, 150,000 lions versus 150 original Pokemon. Who would win in that fight?
Simba. Next story.
Simba's a bitch. Simba ain't beating anybody.
Take that back, sir.
I'm not going to take that back because he's John Taylor Thomas and fucking Matthew Broderick. They ain't beating nobody. So, Sason, what do you think? Who would win a fight?
You know, I'd give it to the Pokemon.
I'm going to say Pokemon, too.
Because even if you go with just 150, you've counted Mewtwo in there.
That and fucking Pikachu shoots electricity. Yeah. You got a fucking dragon in Charizard.
You have several dragons.
I know, but he breathes fire.
Yeah. At least one other dragon does breathe fire, but...
In the original 150?
Yeah. I believe, Dragon Knight.
Yeah, I've never actually seen what he does. I don't know if...
He has Hyper Beam, so...
Okay, I don't know if I ever caught... Well, I did catch him, because I caught all 150.
Yeah.
But, I don't know if I ever used him.
I used him once or twice. I've fought him more often than not, just because he was one of the Pokemon for the Elite Four.
But, yeah, I would go Pokemon, too, because you got fucking dragons.
You got too many characters that are OP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Mew could take out the 150,000 lions.
Mew doesn't count because you only said 150. He's 151.
I said Mew, too.
I heard Mew.
Well, I meant Mew, too, all right, dickheads? That's why a bug will just fucked you up.
Thing.
No, his name is a Bobo. I'm not even making that up. That is his fucking name.
That is a dumb name.
He's one of the few characters from the original game I remember the name of. Now we've gone into Tower Records. Nice one.
Cleared out.
Yep. I wish I knew how I did that move.
Oh!
Oh, come on. He's got a sweep.
Why does he have unlimited?
No idea.
Oh, come the fuck.
That's credits here, son. Do or die town.
Yeah, you like your own fucking weapon, dick mouth. Go fuck yourself. Alright, that discussion didn't last as long as I thought it would.
I got one too now.
That's kind of it for that one.
Pokemon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, where did that come from anyway?
I really thought that was... Well, fucking Jack the Jobber was like a billion lions versus the 150 original.
A billion
Pokemon.
Lions?
A billion, yeah. I was like, God damn.
That seems a bit excessive.
Yeah, that's why I knocked down to 150,000.
Yeah, it's like, ain't nothing gonna beat a billion.
Well, actually,
anything.
Speaking of Pokemon, if for those of you still playing Pokemon Go like me and Stason, until the 15th, you get double candies, and the distance for your buddy is cut in half.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that. I knew you're gonna see a whole lot of pink Pokemon. I caught a Lickitung today.
So did I. Nice. I caught a ton of Jigglypuffs.
Oh yeah, I was actually able to evolve another Wigglytuff. Yeah. Out of
well, the thing about that is like, so I started Monday.
He's fucking fast shit.
I started Monday with one Mankey, one Growlithe. Oh shit!
I was like, chilling. Yo, why y'all just standing there? Like, I mean, you got this big dude in the elevator with you.
I was like, going up? I'm going up. I started Monday with one Growlithe, one Mankey, one Slowpoke. Oh, he threw it!
Oh, God!
Get
oh,
out there!
Oh, he got it!
Yo, how did you do that?
No, I jumped too far!
I panicked and forgot what button was jump. and then you just did that.
You have to.
Damn!
And then we got game over. Damn it.
Well, there's that.
And so on that note, I think that's where we're going to end the podcast, since we got game over. There's nothing left on the docket.
I thought there was.
I don't think so.
I thought there was more.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we'll just leave the title screen up there. So Call of Duty reboot. What was I going to say about this? Oh, yeah. Here's my problem, okay? So everyone bitched and moaned about Infinite Warfare. Oh, it's in space, blah, 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 blah. Thousands upon thousands of downvotes and dislikes on YouTube. Fucking still the best-selling game of last year. And here's the thing. Like, people bitching and bitching. And so now Call of Duty's going to go back probably to World War II or Vietnam. But people bitch and bitch about no innovation in game. Infinity War gave you innovation
in the game.
And you bitch!
It kind of sounded cool to me. I'm like, fighting in space kind of seems cool to me. I'm sorry. And I don't understand why people were hating on that. Maybe it's just because I don't play the game, so I don't know the game mechanics, and I don't know if they suck or not.
Well, the game mechanics look kind of cool. I'm out of COD. Like, if I'm going to play a competitive first-person shooter, I'm playing Overwatch.
Yeah, definitely. Overwatch.
But, yeah, it's just kind of like, you got to be kidding me with all this shit. Like, going back to basics. But I think one of the big thing is Battlefield cut into their sales, though. Because even though it was the best-selling game, still was down again. And Battlefield sold like gangbusters and got great reviews. So I think Activision saw that and got scared because it was a World War One setting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, it's also like a really long-running series, so... You're bound to have some sort of fatigue on a series that's gone that long.
Yeah, especially when it's a yearly series.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know people bitch about Madden. Mm-hmm. I mean, but people still buy it.
Man, speaking of Madden, we were so close to predicting the Super Bowl 100% accurately. I'm sorry, 99%. We'd been off by 1 point. Because the game came down, we played as the Patriots. We were down by 8. We scored a touchdown going for the 2-point conversion, missed. Mm-hmm. Lost 27-25. The Patriots are down 28-20. Go in, score a touchdown, 26-28, but they got the 2-point conversion. Nice. Had they failed, the final score would have been 28-26. 1 point off of our final score. I was like, I had no rooting interest in that game, but as we were getting
until that point,
I was like, all right, Patriots got a score here, then they got to fail the 2-point conversion. Do it!
Come on! No! You just had to go and ruin it and win that shit.
I know, Tom Brady. You son of a bitch.
Tom.
Yeah.
And your
how dare you be the greatest quarterback of all time?
Rat
and your good hair,
bastard,
and your sexy ass wife, who was more into that game than anybody else in that fucking stadium. Like, I don't know. Did you watch Super Bowl at all? Mm-hmm. During that comeback, they kept cutting shots of Giselle, She's going fucking nuts!
As she should be, because that's more money in her pocket.
She makes like 3 times the amount of money Tom Brady does.
Whatever.
he gets to earn the carrying around money.
Yeah, because it's like, and the thing
that's the petty cash.
He's got like almost a $200 million contract too, and she makes like twice as much as him.
Must be nice to have a sugar mama.
Yeah, it's like people want to call Jay-Z and Beyonce a power couple.
Oh man, that
nope.
I had no idea.
Right.
Oh man, that's cool.
Yeah, Giselle is rolling in the money.
She is one of the last
at least as of Tom Brady signing that contract. She's older now, so I don't know if she still makes the money, because I don't know like what she does, because I don't get Victoria's Secret catalogs anymore, because no, I don't. They used to come, but they came in Michelle's name.
And then he came on them.
Now, I preferred ordering her stuff from Fredericks of Hollywood.
Raunchier.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, I like how you put it in Japanese there, guy.
He's acting like he can read that shit. What does that say?
Give me a second.
You have a second. You have to press something to make it go to the next screen. I don't like this dude's fake RoboCop mask.
That's because you broke it.
True. I see Naaman.
We're waiting. Our audience is waiting.
Tell the truth. It's throwing you off because it's going friggin' left or right.
No,
don't fucking give him out.
What's throwing me off is the fact that it's 8-bit hiragana and kanji versus what I'm actually used to seeing, which is smoother text. Mm. So,
in Japan right now, there's a shitty podcast just like ours where they're playing this in English, and the one guy's like, "So read it to us." I can't, because it's 8-bit English. I can't wait to get to Japan. I'm so... because I already booked the first leg of my stay in Tokyo. Mm. A friend of mine, Rami, she suggested going to...
Spring in action.
Because she asked me where we were going. I said Tokyo, Mount Fuji, Kyoto, and then probably back to Tokyo.
Why are you going to Fuji? You know it's not open until July, right?
To fucking see it. I know I can't climb it, but I want to see it, and I don't want to see it from a fucking train.
I'm cool with seeing it from a train as long as I don't die on the mountain.
I want to die on the mountain.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but anyways, go to the northwestern part of Beijing.
She was telling me to go to, I gotta look it up because I can't remember the name. I took a screen grab.
Knee to the chest. How you like that?
She said I should go to Kamakura.
Oh, okay.
Kamakura?
Yeah, that's on the east coast, that's south of Tokyo, I think.
Yeah, I was like, I know that name.
There's this one place that I want to check out. It's got like volcanic hot springs and shit like that.
Mm.
It's
that'd be pretty cool.
It's like, I think it's south of Kamakura.
Where is it?
On the,
that was hilarious.
On the east coast of Japan, south of Tokyo and Kamakura.
There's a lot of places there.
Yeah, it's a lot of places. Oh, I don't know. I gotta look it up.
Sure.
I didn't commit it to memory. Huh?
Osen?
That could be it.
That's not a place. That's where you go to.
Could be it. I didn't say it was it. I gotta look it up again.
That you almost went sailing off the edge there.
But that would be nice to chill in the hot spring.
Cool.
I'm gonna trick Keenan to go into a bathhouse.
He's gonna be so upset.
Will he though?
One of those old school bathhouses where they're all naked.
Oh man.
But yeah, so, oh, you didn't make that.
No. Look, I was like, yep, I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah.
That was close.
What district are you staying in when you get to Tokyo?
So, it honestly depends on a couple of things. A, do I feel like being on another flight to, where do I even plan on going? Hiroshima? Or do I plan on, trying to catch one sleep and...
Can you actually go to Hiroshima?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. I looked that up because I thought about going to Hiroshima.
Yeah.
I
just wasn't sure because I don't know.
That's a long fucking train ride, and yeah, you're right. I don't know about flying on a plane.
No, I said fly.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm taking this.
But the thing is, like, the flight there is like $45, and I don't know if I trust an airplane that only cost me $45 to fly.
You mean like Spirit or any of those other places that?
Yeah, if it's
I'm flown Spirit.
Like, do I gotta get out and push at some point during this flight?
Yeah, you just gotta rewind the rubber band in mid-flight.
Yeah, that's where I got worried. Cause I was like, I don't know, but I gotta. Because I've got to look up those airlines because they're like little skimmer planes.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I think that's the only way to get there if you don't want to do the train. Like there, I don't think you can fly a major airline there. Because I looked it up and those were like the only options.
Alright.
Yeah, when a plane ride's cheaper than a train ride, I get worried.
Just a little bit.
I cannot wait. Like, I already booked the first couple days at the Airbnb. Got a text from the guy.
Nice.
Super polite and thankful for me renting this place. I'm like, no. Thank you, Riku-san.
Shout out to, what's her name?
Riku-san,
yeah. And it is a spacious place. Like, it's a loft. Like, it's, like,
is
granted.
Is that in Tokyo?
Yeah. It's in,
Shinjuku?
Yeah, Shinjuku. Because that's where Fawad and Azita stayed in that district. And she was like, either stay there or Shinobi? No. Oh, man.
Shibuya,
yeah. Sorry, Shinobi, I'm thinking of a video game.
I don't know that one.
That is all places
Yeah, Shinobi, because she was saying that's like the trendy club and stuff like that. But when I was looking on like Travelocity and stuff like that, and different like where should I stay in these districts for nightlife and dining, that district is like, they're like, yeah, a lot of like young 20 somethings are there. If you're like in your 30s, you want to be in. And there was another one that started with an O. That's
Osaka?
Like, no, I'm sorry, it starts with an R. That's to the east.
I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, it's supposed to have like really nice dining. And we were gonna stay there because I found the place that I wanted to stay there.
Yeah.
And freaking the next day I went to check, it was booked the first night.
Oh, Ranpoji.
Yeah, Ranpoji, thank you. It was booked the first night of us in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to book a room for one night, then move all of our shit.
Oh, yeah,
place.
That's awful.
So
yeah,
what I thought about doing was bring, like, you know, one of those backpacks that you can kind of also pull around that has wheels on it.
Oh, I'm going to bring one.
So it's going to be expensive. Bag's like $300, but I'm not trying to bring, like, 5 suitcases for 3 weeks and trying to bring that on trains and stuff like that, too, so.
Yeah, but you can, most Airbnbs have a washer dryer in there, so you don't have to bring them in clothes.
Well, no, so it's really not so much for that, but if I also plan on bringing things back as well, too.
True. I plan on bringing. I gotta look up the customs charges and things like that for bringing stuff back. Because it's not like I'm gonna bring anything super expensive.
Did we add Kit Kats to that list?
Yes!
Because I can't remember.
Add Kit Kats to the list. Yeah, because for those of you, I've got this huge list that those two, I shared it with you, right? Yeah, I shared it with those two, our buddy Keenan, who's going on the trip, of like shit to buy in Japan. Like, because A, like, I'm bringing Nelson back a souvenir because I feel bad that he can't go. But also, like, so he can remind me of what shit I might want to look for that I'm not thinking of.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I'm disappointed. Like, there's no Ronin Warriors video game. I thought for sure in Japan there would have been a Ronin Warriors game.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I've done research, I've looked, no Ronin Warriors video game.
No, you gotta show me that link.
Maybe it's called something different.
It'd be Yoriadin Samurai Troopers.
I'm pretty sure I looked that up too. I'll double check.
But it all gets blended together when you search for it.
Yeah, usually when you search Ronin Warriors, you'll get that too.
Yeah, in fact, the weird thing is now. On Wikipedia, there used to be two different entries, one for Samurai Troopers and one for Ronin Warriors. Mm. Now, whenever you try to type in Samurai Troopers, you get automatically redirected to Ronin Warriors. It got combined.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it is technically the same thing.
It is. Because they didn't change anything of the story. They just changed... They might have changed the names a little bit.
Like Technoman, like Maggie.
Oh, you know the guy... The voices of Sai and Sage were done by the same guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's amazing because one's a really good British accent, the other's a really good Australian accent.
Yeah.
That blew my mind when I found that. I was like,
yeah. Though there were a couple episodes where they had like somebody else fill in for some voices. Like I know Rowan had a different actor in one episode. Same with Ryo and Mia. they all both of them had different.
That voices. Happened a lot in original, or not original anime, but early anime in the States.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was weird, but it was also it was only for like the first like, I want to say within the first 5 episodes of the series they did that.
Speaking of anime voices, you know the voice of Pikachu is the same lady in America or in English and in Japanese. Because she's just saying Pika.
Yeah, I didn't. I honestly didn't think they would actually go and change the Pokemon voices.
She didn't want to. She actually auditioned for Meowth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're like, oh no, we want you to do Pikachu. She didn't want to do it. Mm. But then they're like, oh no, but when this goes worldwide, we're not changing your voice. And so she's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll be. He just hits you with his ass.
Yes.
In fact, like the other day, I don't know what occurred, like why I wanted to. But I was like, man, I kind of want to watch the original Pokemon episodes. I don't know what, like, sparked that in me, but I was like,
oh, hell, those are some good-ass episodes.
They are. And I I'm not even sure, like, what made me want to watch them.
I don't know that I even got a punch in.
I don't think you did.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, those were good episodes. Actually, the second series where they covered the Gold and Silver games, those weren't bad either. After that, I fell off.
In my day, there were only 151 Pokemon.
I stayed on for 251.
251, jeez.
They're up to like 900 or something like
that
now.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if someone was like, 1,000.
Probably will be.
It's over 9,000.
Well, there's rumors on the Switch that there's going to be a full-fledged Pokemon game on the Switch. And that'd be the first time ever on a console.
Oh, yeah, because I've always wanted that.
Yeah. Well, for the Switch, I'll take it because I can take that with me.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to, like, at our age with our responsibilities, it's hard to do RPGs. You have to make time for the RPGs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, time we don't have.
Not anymore.
Like, shit. In a month time, I'm not going to have any time because I'm going to be coaching Little League. So it's like, when I'm not doing this shit, I'm going to be out coaching practices and stuff like that. I've always wanted to coach a little league team like Walter Matthau and just drink beer, sit on the bench.
Pretty funny.
But I think on that note is where we're going to end it.
Yeah.
Because we all have to be up early. We have to go to the gym. You have to do whatever it is you do. That voodoo.
Be awesome.
That you do.
I got to wake up early for it.
See, I don't have to wake up early to be awesome. Whenever I wake up, I'm just awesome. I can get no sleep.
That's a topic for
me. Awesome. I'm also glorious, if you didn't know. And legendary.
So, wait. Are we signing off?
Yeah, we're signing off.
Good night, Canada.